2237.
Talk Live 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show, the Friday night edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, maybe.
Kinda. You can almost get there.
We are having some server issues, but normally the site is up and running 24-7. It sort of-ish is working tonight.
Yeah, I think our network card is going bad, yeah. And... the machine's in Texas, so I can't really get to it very easily.
Yeah, we can't exactly crack it open and swap out a new one. So we're at the mercy of the network administrator types at this point. But freetalklive.com, normally the place to go. Because we got all kinds of stuff on there, including archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website, if you can get to it. They're free. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Seems like a lot of websites, at least in the Free Talk Live family of friends, has been having trouble recently. PodcastAlley.com had some trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what their issue is.
I don't know either, but they're doing a little bit better now. So you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. That should be working tonight. We're in the top four podcasts of the world, thanks to your votes, and we really appreciate that. Tell your friends if you have not yet to check it out, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are the show about your calls. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Again, the number 800-259-9231. And when we start the show, if we got calls on hold, we go to them. So let's talk to David in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey.
Hey, David.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I've heard Janice Rogers Brown's been mentioned a couple times on the show, and it perked my interest. So I looked up a little bit on her, and she actually looks, if she gets on the Supreme Court, she'd probably be the least bad judge on there.
I have to agree. She would be the least bad.
not good, but definitely a huge improvement over the current nine.
I'll take it.
And I want to share some stuff I found out about her.
Please.
Okay, please.
Some quotes and some rulings, which are more important. Going to the AFL-CIO, which actually, in trying to disparage her, made me like her. Their website, she attacked the New Deal, calling it the triumph of our own socialist revolution, comparing big government to, quote, slavery and an opiate. And here's a choice quote. Today's senior citizens blithely cannibalize their grandchildren because they have a right to get as much, quote, free stuff as the political system will permit them to extract.
Well, I like all that.
I didn't know how to work that into the show or anything because I had a bunch of this stuff on her, and I really appreciate the call.
Okay, and I just want to highlight a couple of rulings she's made.
Okay, sure.
She's not necessarily been in the majority on these, but she's voted against racial quotas. She voted supporting citing free speech so that an employer can be derogatory to his employees. You know, not a nice thing, but still,
no.
You know, First Amendment. Let's see.
The employees are free to leave.
That's right.
Yeah,
anytime they want.
And she's ruled that, let's see here, this guy wanted to convert his place into a hotel from some kind of Section 8 thing, I guess, and the court said that he couldn't do it, and she disagreed, calling it theft, extortion, and an unconstitutional taking.
They took his property, you mean?
Yeah, well, they were controlling it. He technically owned it, but he wasn't allowed to control it. So they effectively owned it.
I like her perspective. I like the words that she uses to describe the government and how they operate. They seem very accurate to me.
Another good one was if you own land, you know, you can decide what can be expressed on there. If you're a landlord and you don't like your tenant passing out something to on your land, you can say, hey, you got to take it off my land and do it elsewhere, and she supported that.
That's good. Property rights, good.
Very strong property rights.
Yeah, just because you're renting somebody's house doesn't mean you have the right to go burn a cross out in the front
yard.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's kind of ironic that the left is all, ooh, we're all free speech, and the union attacked, the AFL-CIO. they're like attacking that as though she's against free speech. You know?
we've heard people make that mistake several times show.
Yeah, I've heard on your show like, oh, I have a right to say what I want on your show.
No, you don't.
Now, you can hang up on me right now if you wanted to.
We could. We're pretty loose with our rules on this show, but there are a few of them. Yeah.
You're so lucky I don't control a button. I just thought I'd share that with you. That would have been a perfect time if we had, you know, of course,
what
our
kind of button.
Our engineer is in Minnesota,
right.
But in most situations, and that would have been the perfect time to just dump the call. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no offense to you. No offense to the caller at all. I just...
Right, yeah. That would have been something that you would have done if you were in charge.
Yes, it is. Yes. Exactly what I would have done.
I don't want to take up too much time, but one last really good quote she had in a speech. She said, and this is so true, quote, "Where government moves in, community retreats, civil society disintegrates, and our ability to control our own destiny atrophies. The result is families under siege, war in the streets, unapologetic expropriation of property, the precipitous decline of the rule of law, the rapid rise of corruption, the loss of civility, and the triumph of deceit."
And here we are in 2005.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think the odds are this woman's going to get in?
I'm kind of thinking might be good because a lot of the small government people that are still with Republicans, I hear, even on mainstream talk radio, they're starting to grumble a lot.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
I could see Bush doing that, not because he believes in it, but maybe trying to throw a bone to those Republicans to keep them in the fold.
She's had a go at it before this, right?
Isn't she black as well?
Yeah, she's a black woman.
Yeah.
So she's got that going for her.
Now, she had a go at this before. Wasn't she nominated previously?
She just got nominated to the D.C. Circuit.
Okay.
And actually was confirmed for that. That's what got her in the news, is the Democrats filibustered her.
Now, I think I spotted some sort of news on the Drudge Report today about Rehnquist possibly resigning.
Well, he's fighting thyroid cancer. He's probably going to step down within a year, is what people are saying.
Well, thyroid cancer, he's going to be dead within a year.
So if you got to fill two Supreme Court positions, doesn't that double your chances of getting in?
Well, the theory is give a small government person to keep those people appeased and then get the more traditional neocon for the other slot, and that way Bush is kind of playing the both sides of the party.
That's right. You put Goldwater in and Jerry Falwell in, and then everybody will be happy.
I guess with her on, you know, is she going to attack privacy or be a religious zealot and so forth, I haven't seen any leftists attacking her for trying to be a theocratic judge. And if she's displayed that behavior, you know they would have used it against her.
Yeah, good point.
And
David, anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty much it right now.
Great call, man. Thanks for the info. We
appreciate it.
Keep up the
good work. Love the show.
We will. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. I realize it's an important issue, you know, to a lot of people, the Supreme Court judge thing. But when we start talking about political names and stuff like that, it makes me feel like we're getting into the range of those other talk shows. Like talking about, you know, whenever you tune into the Laura Ingrams and the Rush Limbaughs, you can tune into one of those
Hannity's
shows.
The worst.
The Hannity's, whatever. You can tune
just 3 hours a day. That's all we ask. We want is you to have a part-time job listening to our show.
I'd have a screwdriver in my eyes if I had to listen. Just in my ears, I suppose.
His
eyes wouldn't really do you much good.
You know, if Sean Hannity can be the number two show in the world, there's no doubt that Free Talk Live can be number one.
The amazing thing is you listen to Sean Hannity, and you can walk away feeling informed. You really can. If you choose not to question what Sean says, I had, you know, like somebody
doesn't he purport to be a newsish show?
No, he absolutely does.
We'll give you information.
I had a caller.
Just give us 3 hours
on a different show that I was being a guest on. I had a caller say something like, "Well, you know, Sean Hannity said that there were only two companies that could do Halliburton's job over there." So basically, they were saying, "No, well,
from Sean Hannity's years of expertise in the oil market, you know, as an executive of large oil companies,
to this guy's mouth." Well, the thing is here's the trick, though. Halliburton doesn't just do oil. Halliburton supplies all kinds of, you know, they do all kinds of supplying to the military out there. They do a lot of different jobs.
Yeah,
so it's like saying, I need a car with a GPS, a jet engine, and, you know, listing off all the things you need, and then saying there's only two companies that make this. Well, can't I buy a car and then buy a GPS and put it in it and then attach a jet engine?
I mean, a bunch of
different companies could do it.
800-259-9231. This is your show, and we will talk about this crazy situation with Montana State Troopers coming up. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website at freetalklive.com because we're proud of our female listeners here on the show. We want to show you off, and it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages have submitted their picture to be a part of the Shrine, and there they are at freetalklive.com. Although, I should note that we're having some server trouble, so if it's really slow or unresponsive, be patient. We'll have it going full speed ahead.
Whose fault is this? Who needs to lose their job? That's what I want to know.
Who's to blame? Huh, Maggie? Who's to blame?
Probably somebody's head must roll.
Probably machines in general, because they tend to fail.
Oh, my God. It's always you computer guys saying, it's the machine's fault. Look, we all know the computers just do what they're told to do. It's operator error every time.
Most of the time,
every
that is the case.
Every single time, it's operator error.
Right, unless a circuit physically burns out.
Right.
Right.
Which is what we think happened in this case.
Alrighty. So bear with us over at freetalklive.com.
Kind of buck passing.
If you're having trouble on the broadband feed, go ahead and connect to the dial-up feed tonight. That may be the only acceptable option. We are streaming at broadband levels, but it may not be actually listenable. We're not sure at this point. So there you go. Hey, we'll talk
not
to you. Right, that kind of thing. We're talking to you about anything, as always. It's the Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You make the calls. We put them on the air, 800-259-9231. I mentioned something about Montana State Troopers. And I don't know if this is... Oh, okay, took effect Monday. This policy took effect Monday, so it's obviously not as a result of what happened with the London bombings yesterday. But yesterday, after the attacks, the terrible, tragic attacks over in London, I made the statement again that expect some roadblocks sometime soon. You know, that seems to me, when you look at the government's overreaction to things like this, which is to...
I thought that was Minnesota that was doing that.
Doing what?
These roadblocks.
There's no roadblocks going on.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't even told you what's going on yet. What's happening is, in Montana, there's a brand new policy that requires state troopers to stop at least one vehicle per hour. The driver need not even be ticketed. The chief said the rule steers clear of an anti-quota law. The rule took effect Monday, aims to reduce accidents and drunken driving, and it aims to hassle you if you live in the state of Montana. Montana has the highest number of alcohol-related deaths per miles traveled in a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration report.
Well, it's not even against the law to drink and drive in Montana. You can drive in Montana with an open can of beer sitting on your dash.
Yes, you can. It's great.
I don't drink, but hey.
It doesn't make any sense, but you can.
Well, you know, I think that the real issue should be whether or not you're impaired. Because honestly, I'm sure there are people that can have a few and drive fine. Then there are some that can have a few and can't drive at all.
Right. So, like, I can drive okay after a few drinks. My ex-wife should never get near a vehicle when she's seen alcohol.
Right. I think what the key is if you've got somebody who's swerving, if you've got somebody who's jamming on their brakes and driving dangerously, I think that's what should get somebody pulled over. Whether they're tired or drunk or on pills, I don't think should matter. I think it's the recklessness that should be the issue.
I'm not real sure where I stand on this one, because I do think that cops, and to a great extent, are just revenue sources for the local municipality.
Sure.
But at the same time, I think that the fact that people get stopped in roadside sobriety tests, pulled over for whatever reason, it seems to me that that saved a few lives. Because the fact is, your senses are slowed by alcohol. You may not be driving poorly at the moment that a cop sees you, but your senses are dulled by alcohol. And,
you don't have to be spotted by a cop to get checked out by the cops. There are plenty of people that have cell phones and are more than happy to call in on a drunk.
I do. I have myself.
Okay.
But that doesn't change the fact that it's very difficult for a cop to find them once you've called in.
Are you arguing for random stops?
I'm only telling you that there are some problems both ways.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that needs to be addressed. I mean, you love to have freedom as an answer.
Yeah.
And there are times when I wonder whether freedom is the best answer in every single circumstance.
Well, clearly, I mean, you would not agree with this policy of pulling over a random car. I mean, it's now the trooper's job, part of their job description, to pull over at least one car per hour.
You can believe I don't believe I'm not for that, no.
It doesn't matter. And I think that, again, this is just kind of a hallmark of things to come. Again, this obviously was not in response to the London situation, but they haven't had a chance to really come out and pound the podiums about what they're going to do. Because there's some sort of fascistic controlling ideas going on in the heads of our politicians. What can we oh, we still have that new Patriot Act reauthorization thing coming up. What can we throw in there before we pass that?
Mm.
You know, they're going to tack some extra security measures into that. And, of course, more security means less freedom. And I'm telling you, man, which, look out, dude, because by the end of this year, we're going to have roadblocks in some cities. You know, it may not be everywhere, but I'm betting you we're going to have them. Random roving roadblocks. I mean, we have them already for DUIs here in the Tampa Bay area. If it's Saturday night or Friday night after 10 o'clock at night and you're on a major major road here in this area, there's a good chance that you're going to encounter a roadblock.
I've left here before on a Friday night and
really?
Encountered them on my way home.
Really?
Yeah.
And how? I mean, has anything happened? Have they? What has their demeanor been like to you?
They're always very cordial with me. I don't know.
Huh.
They're just like, have you been drinking? No, not at all. Just came from doing a radio show. Mm-hmm. Here's my ID. All right, I'll see you later.
Should have given me your business card as well.
Yeah,
hey,
maybe.
Listen to the show.
I never get stopped for, like, and when I do get stopped, they just, you know, brush me by. I get warnings. Now, consider I wear an Oxford and starched pants, you know, and I'm your classic little white guy with my short haircut and everything. They don't bother me at all. They just don't bother me at all.
Well, if it's a roadblock, you will get stopped and asked
questions. I've been stopped, but the questions, I don't even get asked questions. I've been in, where they're pulling people over, they're running them through one by one.
Those nod at you.
The real slow. Yeah, they nod at me, move me on through.
You look respectable enough.
Yeah, I could be an ACLU lawyer. That's the problem.
So there you go.
So could I. I look enough like a hippie.
I guess they're using generalizations and stereotypes about people that get drunk. I mean, assuming that people that get drunk are usually sloppy and messy.
Red-eyed.
Yeah, well, I suppose that if you're wasted, if you want to get wasted on a Friday night and you're going to go through some checkpoints, just dress real nice and you'll be okay, right?
Well, I think that one of the best advice is if you're going to get wasted on Friday night,
stay home.
Get a taxi cab, stay home,
yeah.
You know, do whatever. Don't drive.
Drink alone, stay home.
Don't call your friends because you don't have any, and just stay at home in a dark, tiny room and drink yourself unconscious. Is that kind of how you spend your weekends?
Like our old co-host. 800-259.
Now look, if you,
we love you, Mike.
If you
1-800-259-9231.
If you go to the bar that's closest to your house. You can just go ahead, and I mean, it's not that much for the taxi cab ride. And I know that most towns have this Budweiser drive and ride thing, which
yeah.
I think is, you know, terrible communist thing to do to Budweiser and make them pay for, you know, this tow truck to come and get you and your car. But most taxi cab rides are going to cost you $5 to
get
home.
Towns are forcing Budweiser to do
not
that?
Not towns,
I think so.
But I'll bet you that the feds are.
I
hope
he's doing
so.
They're not being required by any sort of law to provide that taxi service.
That's advertising for them.
That's something specific. It's advertising, and it keeps them out of lawsuits.
800-259-9231, your calls. We'll talk to you about anything.
So preventative communism is better than...
I don't think it's a mandated thing at all. It's something that they're doing to improve their image.
Okay? And to avoid lawsuits.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. 800-259-9231, more Free Talk Live on the way. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Take the long way home takes on a whole new meaning when the end of your journey is almost 5,000 miles from the start. When I return, I'll tell you about the Great Wall of China.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Oops.
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
The Great Wall of China lives up to its name. The Great Wall is a system of garrisons and turrets connected by an elevated road wide enough for 5 horses or 10 soldiers. Originally a series of individual barriers to marauders, the walls were first united under the Qing Dynasty over 2,000 years ago. When completed under the Ming Dynasty, the Great Wall's meandering structure zigzagged across 5,000 miles. Its building materials ranged from yellow sandy soil mixed with jarrah branches to stone, and if deconstructed, could be reconstructed into a 2-lane road that would circle the globe 30 times. Now that's taking the long way home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. We're having trouble with our website, so bear with us. If you are normally a visitor to freetalklive.com, you're going to have a tough time tonight. But normally we give you all kinds of good stuff, including the updates, which actually you could go sign up for right now without having to go through our website. You can just go directly to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to Yahoo. You can sign up. It takes you maybe a couple minutes. And from that point on, we will send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate or a new Shriner coming onto the website. And I'm holding back.
When are the Shriners coming?
I'm holding back. And I think I'll announce why.
In their fezzes.
Okay. I'll announce why. And I think that they will appreciate it when they find out why. Because there is a major site redesign going on behind the scenes. So within the next week or two, you're going to see the Free Talk Live website change. And at that point, I will put at least 4 new Shriners.
But why are we waiting for that?
Because we're busy redesigning the website.
You can't just stick...
Free Talk Live is now an eBay company, and so we
How long could it possibly...
Wait,
Torio's here, and he can tell us how long it takes. How long does it take Ian to put a Shriner up? Can he do it himself?
I'd say, well, he can do it himself, but it probably takes a while.
Because why? He's in
hours.
Poppin' boob?
Hours and hours. Right, exactly. He's got to crop the pictures, people. And he's got to open the documents.
I mean, if you tried to do it, it'd be a day at least.
Right, exactly.
It is
a long, drawn-out process. He's got to edit all the code by hand.
Listeners, they're lying. I've been lied to before, and I know what it looks like.
I'm holding him back because I think these ladies deserve...
That's true. Ian did once say he likes you. So.
I think these ladies deserve to be included in the new site.
They will be in the new site. Let's go ahead and put them up now so people can see them.
No. Keep it up and you're fired.
God. 800-259-9231.
Actually, I can make that call. Whatever.
Did you see the petition? One of our listeners.
there's an online petition to fire
a fire language petition now. One of our listeners, Yam Guy from the BBS, has created an online petition, and I would normally send you to the BBS to go read it, but we're, again, having server troubles.
That's so awesome.
Instead, we'll go to the phones and do the fun. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to George in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello. Good timing, George. All righty. So 800-259-9231, George hung up. All right. Well, terror attacks, Torgo. Tell us about them.
In Fox News' regular style of fair and balanced fear-mongering, counterterrorism expert Yuval Aviv spoke with Fox Fan Central about what Americans can do to protect themselves in case of a terror attack. So this is a question.
How many other news channels have their own fan club?
Fox Fan Central.
Join and you'll get a secret decoder ring.
Do the news anchors have groupies?
Maybe.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the Neil Cavuto fan club meeting? Those would have to be great.
Over my head.
Does he point at one of the groupies and just say, you, back in the dressing room?
That would be awesome. People are just sporting the Cavuto hairstyle.
Well, I'm totally out of the loop here. I don't watch TV. What's the hairstyle? Is it a mullet?
No, it's just slicked down and...
greasy?
Kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of sleazy looking.
Hey, that kind of thing.
But that's not his personality. It's okay. Just his hairstyle. It's
got
weird.
It.
Anyway, this is a question and answer session here. Do you believe another terrorist attack is likely on American soil? And here's Mr. Juval Aviv's answer. I predict, based primarily on information that's floating in Europe and the Middle East, that an event is imminent and around the corner here in the United States.
And the information is floating through my head right now.
It could happen as soon as tomorrow, or it could happen in the next few months. 90 days at the most.
All right, let's bring on Nostradamus now. And
why is this guy doing this?
Based primarily on information that's floating around. Not with any hard facts or evidence like, I have nothing to present to you, but you've got a month and a half.
Yeah.
Now you got 3 months.
I don't get it.
Well,
you know, the fact is, we are going to get attacked.
Yes.
It is inevitable. If we continue to screw around in other people's countries, and I see not stopping, sooner or later we're going to get attacked. And on the outside of that, sooner or later... they're going to set off a dirty bomb in America. Is all we got to do. Well, it
you don't know.
Are you saying
we
that
don't
they're
know
not,
what the method of attacks
they're sooner or later. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
if we keep on screwing around the Middle East, keep on bothering those people, keep on supporting their despots.
You can't claim it would be a nuclear bomb or...
that's what they want to do. That's the best way to harm us. Sooner or later, they're going to get a hold of...
they could poison the water supply. They could...
I'm not saying it's going to be the first one.
Okay.
I'm saying sooner or later, it will have to happen if we continue to mess around in the Middle East and screw with those people and support their leaders that they did not elect.
Why don't we just round up all the Muslims and put them into camps?
Well,
I'm kidding.
That's the other option.
Seriously,
it is the other option.
That's what Maniac suggested yesterday.
Well, all I'm saying is that's the other option. You've got two options.
That's not an option, man.
It's the only other way to prevent war.
That's insane.
I agree. I think our foreign policy is insane. But if you're going to pursue insane foreign policy and then try to go about it in a sane manner, what kind of nut job are you?
There is no sane manner to what our foreign policy is like. And
the sane
and the
manner to pursuing imperialism isn't doing it in a nice manner.
I understand.
It's
that.
Doing it in a terrible manner.
If they
go in there and just start killing all their male children, if that's what you're going to do.
If they started rounding up Muslims in this country, what do you think would happen?
I think most people would support it.
I think that you're probably right, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Manwich, too.
The Germans didn't do anything about the Jews getting rounded up.
I call radio stations all day, right? You're absolutely right about that as well. And it's been pointed out that if the Jews had met the SS at the doors with clubs and weapons and fought them, then the Holocaust never could have happened.
Yeah, I believe that might be true.
They didn't even defend themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know what our Muslim friends would do in this case, in this day and age, you know, this decade. I would hope that they would fight it.
Yeah.
I really would, because if they would fight it, it might give others the courage to fight as well. I know I would stand up for them as best as possible, especially here on the air, but isn't that a frightening prospect, the idea that in this country there are people who are calling for this? I was telling you, I call radio stations all day, so I'm on hold waiting for program directors and talk to them. And so I get to hear just random clips from talk shows all across the country. And I heard, at one time today, I heard some caller advocating this.
There's people out there that believe that.
It is amazing to me.
They want to turn Iraq into a parking lot, as though they did anything to us. They just want to kill everybody in Iraq as though they did anything to us.
The question is, the caller that you heard advocating that, what was the host of the show saying in response?
Oh, yeah. She's like, right on. Like, that was a good idea.
Oh, my God.
These people are crazy. Well, the person who said it yesterday wasn't on this show. It was one of the hosts on the show that comes on our network before us.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Our board operator was all incensed about it because he's part Muslim.
Well, Ralph Nader too, baby.
I don't think you can be part Muslim.
Part?
ethnically.
Whatever. His parents are from that area of the, you know, the
nation. Well, the thing is, I mean, when they start whipping up, you know, put the camps for the Muslims, how careful do you think they're going to be when it comes to somebody who's of partial Arab descent?
Yeah,
right.
You look a little dark, man. Which,
yeah, right. I am a little dark. Yeah. I could very well be in there.
No, they're going to have.
But you can believe that I would be, I'd have a really good job at the camp.
They'll have to round up most native Floridians over the age of 55. Because those people look like footballs.
1-800-259-9231. More coming up, 800-259-9231, and you take control of the show. I want to hear from some maniac out there that wants to lock up Muslims. We want to hear from you. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take care.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition, we are here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. Of course, you can normally join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming typically. Tonight we're having some serious server issues, so bear with us. I am guessing that by tomorrow night's show, everything will be running smoothly. Right, Torgo?
That's the plan.
Okay. Good deal. Because right now it's tough going. I don't think you can probably even get to the website at the moment. But anyway, it is, for future reference, freetalklive.com. But you actually could go get some archives from our friends over at downloadradio.org if you wanted to. They've got a couple months worth of archives, and they're still online. So downloadradio.org, you can go back and get some stuff for free. archives. Good stuff.
All right.
All right, so we're talking about the terror attack. Some expert, some so-called expert, or at least that's just how Fox News is labeling him.
Counterterrorism expert Yuval Aviv.
Yes, and he sounds like a counterterrorism expert.
He sounds like a terrorist. I suppose that doesn't really necessarily...
Well, maybe that's how you get to be a counterterrorism expert. You know,
he's like, here's what we used to do back home.
Right. When I was training in the camps in Afghanistan...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the hackers that turn good. They get caught, they get busted, and then they go and open a consulting service.
When I was a member of Wesley Snipes' hidden terror cell that he keeps...
All right, 800-259-9231.
Demolition Man reference?
No, it's a Wesley Snipes reference.
Was there more to this
story?
There's more.
There's a few more of his question and answers here.
Okay.
Apparently, these are questions sent in by people from Fox Fan Central.
Okay.
And his responses to them.
The fact that Fox has fans shows that it's not fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah, I know. What advice do you have for individuals that have the misfortune of finding themselves in the middle of a terror attack?
Don't die.
He says,
head
here we go.
Your knees and kiss your... Never mind.
Since mass transportation is the next attack, apparently he knows what's being attacked.
He's
not going to tell anyone,
right.
But that's what's being attacked.
Right.
Since mass transportation is the next attack, when you travel to work, you need to have with you a bottle of water, a small towel, and a flashlight.
You're killing me.
And a hockey ticket and a chocolate bar. Yeah. And then you can just MacGyver up anything you need.
Right.
What happened in London is exactly a point to look at. Those people who were close to the bombs died, then others were injured or died from inhaling toxic fumes. The reason you take a bottle of water and a towel is that you wet the towel and put it over your face.
Uh-huh.
You can protect yourself against the fumes and get yourself out of there. So, Yuval Aviv has given you the information you need to survive a terror attack.
There you go.
When mass transportation is hit. Now,
again, he is claiming that mass transportation is the next target.
Within the next 90 days.
I predicted that before, so I must be a terrorism expert.
Mm-hmm. Counterterrorism expert.
Right.
Also, he says, don't be bashful. If your gut feeling tells you when you walk onto a bus that there's something unusual or suspicious, get out and walk away. You may do it 10 times for no reason.
Don't tell anybody, though, please.
Right.
Because we don't want to hear about it.
You may do it 10 times for no reason, but there will be one time that saves your life. Let your sixth sense direct you.
See, the problem here is that, you know, my experience is that most of the people I've met in large cities, nuts. And
yeah.
Crazy. You know? They smell like urine and they're crazy. And so I don't want them
had a mouthful of water
telling me that they think that in fact we're going to be attacked on this bus. And
right.
Large cities is the only place where I've been on buses.
They're coming. They're coming for us here. Driver, get everyone to safety.
No, wow. Just get off the bus. And go to the next bus.
I love how he's encouraging people to just succumb to their paranoia.
At the end, it's kind of trust your ESP, too.
Right, if you get a bad feeling, get out. Get out now.
Well,
the spirits will guide you to safety.
The news advocates you, spiraling down to panic. I mean, it's because what else? When you're panicked, like a hurricane's hitting or, you know, 9/11, what do we do all day on the days that you have a major weather disaster or a major, you know, social crisis like 9/11? I mean, I've only experienced one personally.
Right.
But I stayed at home and I watched television the whole time. I mean, it's great for their ratings. If Fox News can scare the crap out of everybody that considers them to be fair and balanced...
They got them locked on the TV side.
Yeah, they do. Right. I mean, it's excellent for their ratings.
And they actually raised the commercial rates, don't they?
So Genevieve Abdul here, whatever his name is doing his job.
Don't they raise their commercial rates during events like that?
I don't know. They ought to.
I've heard that. I don't know if it's accurate at all. But actually, speaking of hurricanes, we're doing the show from Tampa Bay. And there, in case you haven't heard, there is a hurricane heading this direction.
No, it's not headed this way.
Yes, it is.
I got here tonight, and all of Ian's windows are boarded up. I don't know. It looked kind of like a bomb shelter when I pulled up to the house.
Well, we are going to be on the air. I mean, yeah, there's a chance it's not going to hit here, and there's a chance it could hit here. Anyway, if it does, as long as we have power, as long as we have our ISDN line, we will be on the air tomorrow night. As long as you can make it here, man. I don't know if the streets are going to be flooded at that point. It could happen.
Well, the streets between my house and the studio are well, kind of low in some places.
Yeah, true.
Well, one thing I just need to say about this, when I got here, your windows were boarded up.
Yeah.
And this is where Ian's bizarre anal retentiveness has kicked in. He has painted the boards that are in his windows to match the outside
I
of his house.
I didn't do that, man.
That was... did you find boards that matched the color of your house?
I am totally unhandy. I cannot do any sort of construction work at all. So that was all done by my people.
Oh, did you ask your people to paint them to match your house?
Actually, that was... that was their idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
They didn't cost me any extra. We had some extra paint laying around.
Because I could see you doing that, putting them up and being like, oh, no, that's just not right.
All right, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, toll free, on the way. Manwich, what do you got coming up for us tonight?
I've got an article on Missouri and their use of the nicotine, or the smoking dollars they've got.
Smoking dollars? Oh, right. Okay, I thought it was like a new kind of currency. Smoking dollars. All right, we're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We would normally invite you to go visit our website at freetalklive.com, but you're going to be striking out on that one tonight because we've got server troubles. So bear with us. By tomorrow night's show, we should be back up and running. Everything should be fine over at freetalklive.com. You can once again take advantage of our free stuff that we give you. And again, we don't charge you for it, so you can't sue us for not having service tonight. There you go.
It's true.
800-259-9231. Although I suppose if we were charging, and by the way, we won't ever. But if we were, we could probably just put something in the contract. Like, we guarantee 98% uptime. But actually, we're pretty good on our website.
We're pretty good for free.
99.95% or so. 99.
Pretty much. We're up most of the time.
Yeah. All right. So,
if we weren't, we would get a different server type person.
Right, exactly.
Company. No free.
Are you threatening me? Is that what you're doing? You're threatening me.
I was talking about the company in California.
Uh-huh.
What are they?
It's in Texas. It's in Texas.
Oh. All right. So, hey, we'll talk about anything. It's your show.
I hate you people.
All right. No more
all of you.
No more behind the scenes stuff. Let's get back to the fun here, man. What do you have? Something about smoking dollars?
Yeah, I'm doing my best here. Give me a second.
Okay.
It's something's wrong with our internet.
Your best isn't good enough.
Well, here we go.
Tell me what's going on. Give us a summary. You've read the article, right?
I have, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Over the past 4 years, Missouri has received over $1 billion from what's called the MSA, or Master Settlement Agreement. That's the money the big tobacco companies paid out to settle claims for the state's injuries caused by tobacco use.
Okay.
The money is designed to pay the states back for past losses caused by caring for the sick, people made ill by tobacco use. The money is also to be used for paying for anti-smoking campaigns like advertising and hotlines. And
like Truth.
Yes.
Right.
Hotlines for those who want to quit. Well, at least that's the way it's supposed to work.
Can you imagine
having your job manning the phone at the tobacco quitting hotline?
I have heard of rape hotlines, rape crisis hotlines, suicide hotlines,
teenage runaways,
and all of it makes sense.
Yes.
You know, somebody who needs help calling a hotline. I cannot imagine anyone ever calling a cigarette help hotline, cigarette interdiction hotline.
That'd be great.
What would that conversation be like?
I'm calling because I can't stop smoking.
Hold on now, sir, do you have a cigarette right now?
Well, yes.
Is it lit?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have an ashtray?
Yes.
Okay, you know when you're done with your cigarette and you put it out?
Uh-huh.
Okay, try that right now.
But it's not...
No, go ahead and do that same motion.
I don't know if I can.
No, sir, you've got... Come on, you've got to trust me here. Work with me.
I can't imagine the conversations.
What the hell could I possibly...
Is it 24 hours? Can I call at 3 a.m. if I decide to to quit smoking at 3 a.m.? Is there going to be somebody there to help me?
I just don't get it.
Someone call him. I can't do it.
Dumb.
I smoked the whole pack of cigarettes.
I only get motivated at 3 a.m. Help me out.
I've smoked all my money away, and now my wife's left me, and she took the dog and the kids. I got no money left. I've smoked it all. I was breaking into my neighbors' houses and pawning their TVs cigarettes.
I thought this was the crack hotline. Sorry. Yeah, I gotta go.
Now, just wait. If they actually make cigarettes illegal, you're actually going to see people breaking into houses and pawning televisions.
Crimes are already occurring over cigarettes
and selling their
New York City, where it packs $7.
That's true. And people running through front doors of convenience stores with trucks and not taking the cash register, but instead taking the cigarettes under the counter. And that's right. They're putting them under the counter, behind bars and things like that.
Yep.
It's crazy. 800-259-9231. So we actually didn't find out what they're doing with this money. We'll come back. Hour number two is on the way.